Our final news stories include a people smuggling gang being smashed, and a crackdown on aggressive beggars has been voted to be a police priority. But first, Norfolk heroes are honoured.
Four men were swept out to sea by a riptide at Sea Pawling Beach last year. Two of them managed to get back to the beach, but David Castleman, 15, and his parents, who were walking on the beach, spotted the two others about 200 metres out at sea. He immediately went into the water and swam out to the men. One appeared to be dead, so he swam to the other, who was unconscious, and managed to drag him back to the shore through the riptide. In the meantime, Neil Ramsey and Lee Sparks, who were on the beach with their families, borrowed bodyboards and paddled out to recover the body of the dead man. Mr. Ramsey, 44, of Thorpe Road, Norwich, was presented with the Royal Humane Society testimonial on vellum by the President, Princess Alexandra, who had personally approved and signed it. Mr. Sparks, 45, of Top Common, Wyndham, received a testimonial on vellum, while Stephen Dawson of Lineker Avenue, Sprowston, who fought to revive the man who survived, and a Norfolk doctor who cannot be named, also received awards.
Railway workers across the region have been training as dementia friends. Representatives from the national charity Alzheimer's Society have delivered training sessions to Greater Anglia staff, where they are taught the essential points that would assist someone with dementia. The train operator is currently piloting the training at four stations, Norwich, Ipswich, Chelmsford and Cambridge, with the aim of eventually rolling this out to all frontline staff.
Students from Sir Isaac Newton Sixth Form in Norwich were able to go on a trip to visit the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland, after funding from the Mason Trust. The Trust funded the three-day trip to the European Organisation for Nuclear Research, known as CERN, for 52 teenagers studying A-level physics. CERN is where physicists and engineers study the structure of the universe, using scientific instruments, including the Large Hadron Collider. The students spent a day at CERN looking around the facility and visiting the various exhibitions, and visited Bern, the home of Albert Einstein. The Mason Trust works with schools to provide a link between education and industry.
Aggressive beggars operating in Norwich's city centre are to be targeted as part of a new crackdown after the public voted to make it a police priority. More than 40% of the people who took part in the Norwich East Safer Neighbourhood Team's priority setting vote on the Norwich Police Twitter and Facebook accounts called on police to tackle the problems caused by city centre beggars. Sergeant Mark Shepherd said, "People are fed up by being pestered by groups of beggars and sometimes hassled by them, with them sitting indoors or on the curb. People should not be afraid to come to Norwich. It's a great city to come to, and no one should be deterred by people who behave like that." Sergeant Seth Shepherd said that while some might be tempted to hand over money to those on the streets, it would probably only be used to feed addictions to drink or drugs. He said that people should instead donate money to charities like St Martin's Housing Trust or Shelter that support homeless people.
An array of weird and wonderful acts entertain crowds who flock to a city park to enjoy some fun in the sun at the Norfolk and Norwich Festival Garden Party. The annual event, always a popular part of the festival calendar, again drew big crowds to watch an array of colourful and quirky events at Chapelfield Gardens, which included real-life arcade games and giant origami, through to circus, face painting and pop-up food stalls. The sun shone brightly as families took in the sights and sounds of the event, which ran from midday until 6 p.m. on Saturday, May the 20th, and last week, Sunday, May the 21st. Meanwhile, nearby at the Forum, there were more free festivities close to the Museum of the Moon, which seems to have become the icon of the 2017 festival.
Gangs are smuggling vulnerable women across Europe to be prostitutes in Norwich, a police investigation has uncovered. The heartbreaking truth was exposed after a police raid in southern Romania broke up a gang suspected of trafficking women from Eastern Europe to a life of prostitution in 10 UK cities, including Norwich. They changed rooms that they rented for the women every month to avoid detection and set up online profiles to entice clients. Ahead of a conference on trafficking and modern-day slavery, Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green said, "Modern slavery is not just a worldwide scourge, it is happening on our doorstep." An influx of women of one nationality on escort sites rings alarm bells with the Doorway Project, part of the Magdalene Group on King Street, which deals with sexually exploited women every day. Many of those the group helps are British on-street sex workers. But Jonna Barry from the charity said that they had noticed an increase in Romanian workers advertising on escort websites in Norfolk over the last year. The trafficking does not just flow from Eastern Europe to the UK. Women are also trafficked to Norfolk from other parts of the UK, often by someone they think is their boyfriend. The Salvation Army has been looking after victims of modern-day slavery and trafficking for the last 5 years, and the numbers have risen every year.
Over 160 guides and 40 volunteer leaders from across Norfolk took part in an overnight challenge at Chapelfield Shopping Centre, Norwich, in partnership with the East Anglian Air Ambulance, that's the EAAA. The unique event is named the Night Shift Challenge and was organised by the EAAA to raise awareness of the skills in the life-saving crews need to do their job and engage a new, young audience. To finish the evening, EAAA, volunteers and guides work together to create an extra-large collage of an air ambulance before spending the night in sleeping bags in the shopping centre. The evening raised nearly £2,000, which is enough to fund 10 hours' worth of flying fuel for the EAAA, helicopter. Girl Guiding Norfolk and the EAAA plan to continue the success of the Night Shift Challenge with more fundraising events to support EAAA's ongoing task to keep the two high-tech helicopters and crews flying missions across the region.
Twin brothers are swapping Norwich for Sierra Leone to take on one of the world's toughest marathons. Joel and Joshua Glover, who are 23, will brave the heat and 95% humidity to help some of the country's most vulnerable children access education with the charity Street Child. Scottish nurse Pauline Cafferty will also be among the runners, returning to the country for the first time since she contracted Ebola while caring for victims of the virus. More than 400 runners will pound the course as it winds around bustling Makeni, the third largest city in Sierra Leone, on May the 28th. The event was crowned the best international event at this year's Running Awards, and it is the only international marathon that unites runners behind the same fundraising goal. Entrants are also given the chance to meet the children and the families that they are fundraising to support.
Mile Cross Primary School was joined by Norwich City Councillor Marion Maxwell for the opening on Monday, an occasion which fell on her last official day as Lord Mayor of Norwich. The school's 465 pupils packed around the shelter to hear from Mrs. Maxwell, who said she had loved every moment in the role. Building of the reading shelter was supported by a grant from the Norwich Town Close Estate Charity. Headteacher Stuart Allen said, "We are very proud of what the children in the school council have been able to achieve over the last 2 years. From their original idea to have somewhere outside to simply sit and enjoy a book, to organising fundraising events." 11-year-old Zach McCrean Sampson said, "It's great to see the reader shelter finally built and opened by the Lord Mayor. Even though it was her last day as Lord Mayor, it didn't show with her enthusiasm and sense of humour."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget to keep listening after the closing announcement for the June issue of Let's Talk. When you have finished with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to everything you want to. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk.